Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here we be again. People are a little late. They've been watching the TV and looking at the college football. Oh my. I got something I want to say here, but I want to say it in a song, if that's all right with y'all. I'd hate to have you get, upset with me. But I've got a bunch of intel waiting on people, and I'm going to let you know what is. I put it out a couple of places. Had a show with Gail of Gaia, and it was, I thought, a pretty good show. We answered a lot of the questions that people had. People are looking at things that sometimes it matters and sometimes it don't. So, you know. Anyway, I'm going to play the theme song, the anthem for a certain place that is called the Silver Legion. And I think it's nice for this show, too, so I'll let it play, let some people catch up. My goodness. Can you imagine that? All I ever got for a whole hell of a lot of hard work was pain and blisters on my mind and hands. digging holes and pulling, digging dry wells and pulling stumps. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was doing this shit. Okay, here it goes. just to cover some things. This is an antique. It's from December 16th. That's, half a month ago or better. And yet, the editor doesn't seem to feel a need to do any kind of homework and no adjustments. Well, you heard about the deal that the people of the United States, known as the government, did with the railroads to ensure that there was not a strike. They met most of their demands. Well, they left one out. Oh, shit. Now, to start off with, Susan Caskey, managing editor. Boy, she don't manage her homework. You ain't worth 10 cents for for looking things up on the internet, I can tell you that, because this was all over the place. the rail industry is making record profits off the back of its exhausted workers. Well, that's first of all, that's a lie, because the percentage is just like retail percentage. You have a certain percent, that's what you make. Think about it. You know, everything else has gone up. That's gone up, too. Not one day of sick leave. they requested. That's a lie. Just like the record profits crap up at the top. The industry made $21.2 billion in profit. Oh, really? You didn't deduct any of the expenses of railroads are about the most expensive form of transportation there is. You think highways are expensive? an all-time high. Guaranteed workers 7 days, seven paid 6 days, would only cost around $321 million a year, numbering away less than 2% of the haul. What a crock of crap. And there is one little caveat in this. In any other industry, the workers could strike. An archaic law from 1926, railroad workers don't have that right. And that's BS. And I'll tell you why. What happens if they park it and go home? Is that a strike? Is that a sick in? Or, you know, well, thing is, workers shouldn't have to walk off the job to get something as basic as sick leave. Oh, my, my. Then you got all this other stuff. We rank. I'm going to say that that's a royal we, the United States. We rank dead last among a group of 20 industrialized countries in not just sick leave, but all benefits, including vacation time, health care, unemployment pay, and retirement benefits. Well, guess what? I hate to tell you, Susan, but if you want that, move. That's all you got to do. Make sure that your papers are in order and go to Europe. That's where they got that crap. Yeah, and that's crap. Oh, we can tell our boss what to do. Yeah, you try that. Hey, boss, cut the dinga, dinga, dinga. Well, the House of Representatives voted in a thing that's called an amendment, and it went on that bill with that guaranteed them their pay raises and all the good stuff that they were going to get, and 5 days of sick leave were voted in. Now, that's working days. It'd say 7 days of work. Well, screw 7 days. Just because Europe works part-time does not mean that we do. Now, like I said, this is an old one. And the Supreme Court is going to hear radical election theory. They haven't done it yet, but you're going to. I don't know. Duck it very much longer. Okay. Boy, oh boy. You got Donald Trump's family. Oh, they're going to get everybody and their mother-in-law, the grandkids, and put them all in jail. Now, I don't know what a little grandkid's going to do in jail, but I can only imagine. The company's controller. Okay. Received immunity for his testimony. The two described how they helped the organization cheat federal and state lawyers 15 years, starting in 2005. The company now faces a penalty of $1.6 million. Whoopie-dee-doo. No way that Trump, the man, didn't know what was happening at Trump or at the Trump organization. Oh, boy. New York Daily News. Yeah, they opened their pie hole and chewed up the leftovers, fell out. Okay, you got fraud, deceit, and contempt for the rule of law. Well, and that's the Guardian. How would you know, Guardian? You seem to think that there's a lot of room. to play with people's stuff, money or otherwise. This is a liberal magazine, very, very leftist. And homelessness, is it time for tough love? And the answer is yes. Now, I'm going to warn you about something. I heard a rumor that people are looking at buying little cans of lighter fluid, going around setting fire to the homeless camps. Y'all better watch it. You don't know what the next crazy is going to do or where they're going to come from. So you've got problems that may or may not be easily or readily seen. Oh, boy. triple demic, L.A. Ooh, everybody's going to die of the C-19. Well, I noted something. realnotrare.com is something you should look at. React19.com is another one. I posted those for a reason. Ooh, they had a letter bomb in Madrid. Can you imagine that? The problem we've got is that we have a bought and paid for problem on our southern border. And until we put our foot down and say no and start shooting people, or shooting at people, you're not going to see any difference. So until we get to the point where we're really going to do something, a bunch of live regular troops, you can do all kinds of funny things. Here's something that might be of interest. Parents can't reject vaccinated blood. Ooh. New Zealand courts temporarily took guardianship over a six-month-old boy this week because his parents refused to allow him surgery unless doctors could guarantee he would receive blood only from unvaccinated donors. Now, you think about that very carefully. The government's going to make you do it anyway? Yeah, well... You have no idea how many people are armed and won't put up with that when you show up at the door. Oh, boy. So, you know, things just keep going and keep going. GMA3 anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes from ABC. Ooh. From the air this week after the Daily Mail reported that the married anchors have carried out an affair since March. Oh, my goodness. I thought sex was private, but, you know, teens in crisis. Well, you should look at one thing and one thing only, and the subject matter is simple. It's a lack of parenting. And you've heard it in the Bible. Train up a child in the way he should go, and he won't deviate therefrom. That's true. Oh, boy, the U.S. is facing a measles surge. Oh, we got, let's see, the flu. We got COVID. What is the variant now, 23 or 24? oh, boy, Columbus, Ohio now has a measles outbreak of at least 44 cases. Oh, every one of them among unvaccinated kids. Now, do you know what a vaccination does to your system? Oh, I bet you don't. If you look it up, you'll find that it's like setting off a nuclear explosion. Germany, communist legacy is still apparent. Ooh-wee. to put it bluntly, one could say that East Germany is the Bangladesh of Germany. Uh-huh. Works in a Saxony pasta company, won a large raise after a six-week strike. No German should be a second-class citizen. Really? Now, you want to get into classification. let's get into what we got right here in the States, the supposedly free country on the planet. Well, black market is out of control. The situation is now desperate. Blame rampant corruption. Well, that sounds like Mexico to our southern border. Australia, a time for racial reckoning. Well, that means all of the people in the government go to jail for some of the stuff they've done. Democrats are dumping Iowa. My. Free speech versus gay rights. Oh, my. That's not happening because you don't have rights. It don't say because you're queer, same gender affiliations and whatnot, mentioned anywhere, and I mean anywhere, in the Bill of Rights. Life's a bummer. Hunter Biden bombshells. Ooh. Now, think about this. No bombshells in the document dump Twitter CEO Elon Musk heavily hyped last week as proof of a violation of the Constitution's First Amendment. That means that you cannot, and that's the First Amendment, the right to free speech, you can't play games with it. It's not, there's nothing there, there's no wiggle room. Now, what do you do? Email about a potential introduction between his father, then vice president, and the Ukrainian oil executive. Oh, you mean somebody's actually doing something nasty? Mercy, sweet sake. Uh-oh. They got a joke in here. Under a full moon, big chunk of ice floating in the ocean, and this great big ship that has hit it. It's called Liquidity, and Crypto is the name of the ship, and it's sinking. No sick leave for you. How about I cancel your kid's student loan debt? The railroad man standing in front of Biden. What's sick is not so much what has not been done. It's what they're doing to avoid doing anything at all. Quite simple. Oh, boy. And it's in 1923 is a great show. I don't think it's all that good. I've watched it. And it don't measure up to any kind of decent standards at all. Ooh, I'm going to move to Maryland? Ain't no friggin' way. You can give me a several million dollar house and I won't go. Investing. Florida pulls BlackRock funds in ESG SPAC. Florida said last week it will pull $2 billion in state money managed by BlackRock. Opposition to the firm's environmental sustainability governance, that's ESG, policies. Whoops. BlackRock is also taking heat from the opposite direction. This week, the UK a UK investor calling BlackRock first chief executive Larry Fink for not going far enough on, guess what? ESG goals. Yeah, well, everybody's dumping that stuff. So, yeah, you want to invest? I hope you got you know, some very large truckloads of money. Hertz will pay $168 million to settle claims from customers who were falsely accused of stealing rental vehicles. Hertz, you're in trouble. Deep trouble. Facebook threatens to eliminate news. Oh, what kind of news? Is that the fun and game news that you make up as you go along? The same stuff as you get like in this magazine here? Life choices. semicolon. I got a question mark right there. Colleges struggle to justify costs. They can't justify them. Men staying on the sidelines, employment. Everybody is staying out of it. Why? Maybe it's because the ideology and whatnot of the left is so screwed up, nobody wants any part of it. Here we go. Here's a nice joke for you. Beijing Pharmaceuticals. And the leader of China is saying we must stop its spread. It's the biggest threat to us. And the doctor's standing there and he says, man, there ain't no vaccination for freedom. That's from December 6th, you know. Now you got problems in some of your places you thought were clear of that, you know, them gun-free zones. There ain't no guns in school, so therefore you don't have to worry about school shootings if you put a sign up. They forgot to tell the shooters that. And then they forgot to shoot the shooters before they got the chance. Ah, boy. Fun games, I tell you. Oh boy, gender is a social construct. Girl talking to a white girl talking to a white guy. And then she starts screaming when a black man, obviously, grabs her, starts to grab her purse. Oh my God, do something. Now this might seem like a joke, but I like it. It's got this person humping along in the woods, and there's a couple of stumps and a pine tree. And instead of cutting it down for a Christmas tree, they decorated it up. That's pretty cool. What's missing from America's China policy? Leadership. That was, of course, that... I hate to screw everybody's day up, but that's everybody. Now, we had a serious problem here. My. A protester, and they show the guy being pinned down. Protesters pinned down and arrested by police on a street in Shanghai. Countering China's grand strategy. Hell, that's easy to do. Do the right thing, GOP. They did the right thing. Did you notice that the Democratic bozos are not the only ones? You know, the ones I'm talking about, the ones in the White House. Did you notice that they're not the only ones that are dealing with fun and games? Oh boy, Adam Schiff, a man who can change anything he wants to so it reads right. Oh boy, yeah, you're guilty, booger butt. Testing zipper and power among the elected branches of government and leave a little lasting impression on anyone else. Well, you just wait. McCarthy is now the Speaker of the House. Took 15 votes, but geez, you know. One time, now, that's not too bad. One time it took 44 votes. Think about that. We got a few of the so-called Republicans that want to rip the heads off of the people that voted for McCarthy. Oh, man. Don't you realize that it spoiled all the fun you can have with that person? Bipartisan energy permitting reform stands a chance, but the path is narrow. doesn't say it's cool to do away with all fossil fuels suddenly. And I said suddenly because this is what we're doing is suddenly. And the problem we've got is that is not so much that the problem is that we don't have leadership, and that's that they, you know, lawmakers in office since the Reagan administration say they aren't going anywhere. Oh, well, one bet. Just wait. I'll cover some of that. Revisionism and anti-Jewish rhetoric. You don't care if a man's Jewish, Muslim, or what it might be. They're predicting 2.6 million border crossings in 2023. My goodness. Oh, boy, the Ticketmaster fiasco has prompted scrutiny of the health of the live music industry. Then you got Stephen Moore, and he's going to be on TV a lot more than other people for the simple fact he knows what's going on and he knows how to express it. Yeah, good job, Steve. Even the most naive environmental activists can't really believe that building windmills and driving Teslas is going to cool the planet. It's all about money, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of government handouts. To who? EV manufacturers. Oh, boy, that's where the money is. That's where everybody went. All of a sudden, Ford, GM, Chrysler, everybody got them. Here's something that I get. President Joe Biden's dunces are agreeing with foreigners that we owe them money. I don't owe them diddly squat. We fought in your wars and you didn't compensate us then, so I don't see any reason for us to compensate you now. How's that grab you? I hope that shrinks your underwear a couple of sizes. Everybody thinks they're all that. The U.S. is under no moral or legal obligation to pay reparations to any nation. Stick that in your pipe. See if it smokes that good. Anyway, it just goes on and on. There's no reason. There is no sanity. And our government is obviously run by the bozos, same kind that you find in the White House, in the Republican Party. They made a lot of promises. We're going to see whether or not they can hold them. Hold those prices. Let's see. We want to see it. Yeah. Calls to say out of the December 5th court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett faces calls to stay out of the December 5th Supreme Court case in which a Colorado website designer, Lori Smith, is defending her right to run her business without being forced to make websites for same-sex weddings. Oh, man, that sounds like it sounds like somebody wasn't going to bake a cake and a few other things. You know, there are limits on what you can do, and they're finding limits. They tried to tell a certain Hobby Lobby that they were going to provide birth control to their employees. And guess what they said? Answer was no. And they went to court, and they proved that the answer is no. The World Cup scores its own goal. It's for sale. You got money? Oh, boy. two hard years. The president we've got is too old to do the job. He is not fit mentally to do the job. we've got another guy here who says, coming to terms the COVID lockdowns were all for naught. Didn't do a bit of good for anybody, didn't help nobody, and did not facilitate control of what was going on. Now, I'm going to hit you with a little quickie here. I just love this, and the reason I love it is because there is a lot of BS. If you want to read some BS, get a Mother Jones and take a look. The CEO, Monica Borland, looks like she got too close to the curler. Her hair's standing there. Why do such false, people know more or less what they're getting when they tune into Fox News or open a copy of Mother Jones. You do. One's right, one's left. One is truthful, and one ain't. Hello, Mother Jones. Some media pundit feels compelled to drag independent investigative reporting down to the level of propaganda, which it is, to make their best sides do it arguments. Oh, why do such false equivalence comparisons keep happening in the first place? Because you guys are guilty. Hello, Monica. I hope you're hearing this. If you're not, I hope somebody plays it for you. Well, fundamentally misunderstanding of today's news and political ecosystem among many in the legacy media. Ooh, you mean they don't got a clue? Fox News is the only one that you take issue with? My. Axios, in an analysis of web traffic to partisan media, identified Mother Jones as the far-left equivalent of Newsmax, while Fox News was categorized as right-leaning. That squishy, moderate Tucker Carlson. Oh, the left-leaning counterpart to Fox. Vox. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And she goes, Facebook was worried that changes to its algorithm were likely to hurt right-wing publishers such as Breitbart and Daily Wire. To appease them, the social network tweaked the algorithm further until it could be sure that Mother Jones, singled out by name and company presentations, was heard as well. There was changes made in 2018. People who follow Mother Jones on Facebook have seen much less of our content. Boy, isn't that called shadow banning? Oh, and you get a taste of it. Goody. Washington Post editorial, both Fox News and Mother Jones, they claim, have a primary purpose, to make money by putting out news. Well, that so many people have our back. Our readers, a broad community of people who believe in fierce independent reporting, fueled by a passion for democracy and rigorous accuracy. I wish you would practice what you preach, but apparently you're not going to. The great reprieve, revenge of the norms, democracy was on the ballot. It won the chance to stay there. Well, my goodness. We supposedly have a democracy. It's not really a democracy. It's a coalition of things, primarily described as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Bear that in mind, yeah. Let's not lose sight of the January 6th insurrectionists. Oh, boy. There's a whole bunch of horse manure in this magazine. I read most of it, and most of it is objectionable. Abortion played a decisive role in November. Now the battle moves to the courts. Well, they've already adjudicated some of it. Months after they fled, Ukrainians returned home seeking normalcy, or at least closure. Instead, they find rubble and dust. Maybe that ought to be returned return to sender. They struck a bunch of the troops down. They said the 62 died officially. Well, try 10 or 20 times that number, and you get more close to the truth. The dirty secrets of elite college admissions. Oh, it's been that way for years, and nobody's changed it. Ain't nobody taken, the Supreme Court hadn't told them thou shalt or anything yet. Black and blue. Torn between community and badge, Usher and Middleton had to make a choice. In 2020, protests and marching in downtown Lexington to protest police killing George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Neither one were really justified, and the killing of George Floyd was on the schedule for it to happen from what he had already taken before the cops ever grabbed him. Tribalism. Oh, boy. There's a lot of things. One website has become a magnet for kids and sexual predators and what it might mean for the future of tech. Somebody isn't monitoring. Somebody isn't taking care. Somebody is not seeing to what it takes. If you create a product that facilitates child sexual abuse, drag queens included and their shows included, then you immediately do everything you can to correct that. If you can't correct it, then you remove it from the market. Nobody's done that. They got the drag queen race on TV and everything else. I mean, you know, how far you want to go? What would happen? I want everybody to think about this. What would happen if it was your kid or your grandkid? Think about that. Think about that very carefully. What would you do to the people that were doing that to your kid? When your kid wakes up in the middle of the night screaming because somebody put some kind of odd shit in their mind, maybe it's time to tell the people, cut the shit. Maybe it's time to take control of the educational process. Now, I got a November 22 imprimis. Education is a Battleground is the name of it. Larry P. Arne, President, Hilldale College. I'm going to post this because you need to see it. Now, if something about this that is a ground shaker is the part that everybody wants to ignore, and that is that the indoctrination of children is illegal. Hello, educational systems. Hello, public schools. All right, now try this out. You're looking at something that can close your doors, but take your educational certificate away from you and put a bunch of you in jail. You better really consider this because the change is coming, and I'm going to get into that here in a couple of seconds. Oh, boy. Let's see here now. Let's see where to go. There it is. Now, this is written by some people that have a tendency to protest, but they do it in song, and I really like that, and I want you guys to think about what they say in this song.
You But I see a change. They happen every day. From day to day, but I see changes.
I hope you like that song. I mean, that's about as real as it gets. would you steal a nickel from a blind man? Oh, I do believe you would. What is it? It's the mind behind it that's no good. Well, we had 15 boats. Good Lord. And we thought the only bozos were in the White House. Well, guess what? They got a whole bunch of them, and they're out and about and loose. The thing that really bothers me is not so much that they're out and about and loose, which does bother me quite a bit. The thing that really bugs me, blows my mind away, is the fact that they have the capability to reproduce. Ooh. Ah, I can only take so much. My PTSD will go off, and I'll start shooting my gun in the air and throwing hand grenades and going crazy. And that ain't going to happen. I ain't going to do that. But anyway, you get the picture, I'm sure. At least I hope you do. Anyway, the fun and games is this. I've talked and said a lot on Gail's show. And it's her show, and I'm one of the guests. Anyway, the gist of it is this. People have heard predictions of 3 days of darkness, and a huge flash of light, and things of that nature. Well, I'm going to lay it down for you so that you understand what's going on. You need to know, or I wouldn't tell you. So here's how it is. Be prepared. When the sun is cut off from impacting Mother Earth, it's going to get cold fairly quickly. Not super quick, but fairly quickly. Now, one side of a shield that they're going to put up is reflective. All right. That's going to keep a lot of the heat down here. The other side is also reflective, but protected as well. Here's how it works. ET's going to put the shield up. And when you start seeing the shield go into effect, then you know that the time is very short. Well, certain people have been advised that the time is very short. Fasten your seatbelt, put your tray in the upright position, you know, they're about to land. Well, what happens is that we go through this whoopity-doo. When we come out the other side and the shield is removed, the sun's light will be slightly brighter. You're going to have a CME, a coronal mass ejection, a humongous one from the sun. That's what the shield's to protect us from. They don't want us to be incinerated along with all the other fine things like fire ants and mosquitoes and whatnot. So ET decided they'd protect the planet. Now, we also have an interesting comeuppance involved in this, and it involves several things. One is that all of the things that aren't cool, such as mosquitoes, cockroaches, things that don't do us any good, they're going to go. We're going to move from the third dimension, one we're in now, where all the pain and age and all that stuff, jumps up and bites on the whatevers. We're going to move from that into 4D, the fourth dimension. This is where the effects of these so-called evil people isn't great enough to actually do anything much one way or the other to us any longer. Now, that's a pretty nice deal. There's going to be quantum banking, quantum computing, and a whole bunch of stuff suddenly come into our purview and our usability. Think about that. So what we're looking at is when the shield goes up, that's when things begin to happen. The shield goes up, that means it's about to happen. I don't know how much. They didn't tell me how much time. Coffee. they didn't tell me how much time between the time that the shield gets completed and the CME, and then the shield's removed, and everything goes back to the different normal. The different normal will be that you won't be affected by old age any longer. Things that were drooping and falling off and whatnot are supposedly available to be restored. Consequently, what you're looking at is that the old age effects dissipate. I think that's cool. Oh, yeah. Now, let's hit on the rest of it. When you transition from 3D to 4D, the control mechanisms that have ruled our lives for so long, ain't going to be able to do that anymore. Ooh, you know, it's one of them goodies like, bye-bye. The differential is that after this takes place, this is after the flash, this is after the shield, that the vibrational basis that we have been living under, human frequency gives you some indication, not much, but some, the vibrational basis is going up. Yeah, how about that? You ain't going to be a slow, sluggish worm any longer. You're going to be able to be instead of fish bait, you're going to be changed into something that is the way it's supposed to be. And in 4D, the fourth dimension, all of the things that you've heard about, quantum banking, quantum computing, will be fixed. You're going to start seeing this stuff showing up all over the place, and I'll go along with that. You're going to also see some differences. The cloud banking system, better known as the quantum banking system, is nice. You can't get in there if you're not allowed, period. Don't care who you think you are. It's designed that way. It's got a self-protection deal involved in it. There's the other part. To go along with that, quantum computing, same thing. Somebody wants to try to hack you, your computer is liable to turn around and smack them. Now, you've heard of information bombs and all kind of other happy ring around rosy. This is even worse. If the quantum computing system defends itself against other computers, those computers get burnt out, permanently burnt out. The motherboard is fried. You're going to have a new one. And if you set it up the wrong way, it'll burn out as soon as you turn it on. Oh, ain't that lovely? We don't have to worry about hackers no more. They're out of business. Cool, huh? Now we get into the other part. The other part of it is that we will have gold-backed currencies. Oh, yeah. You're liable to be getting some of that possibly this month, maybe late, maybe next, in terms of the change when you go cash your check at the bank. You know, you put everything in but $50 or whatever, and you take the $50 out, and some of it is some gold-colored bills. There's not, they don't look like the old greeny backs. Ah, well, you can expect to start seeing those. And how near in the future this is, I don't know, but it's close, very close, because it has supposed to happen right after the transition. Now, 4D is really interesting. The fourth dimension is really nice. Oh, boy, coffee. And the reason it's really nice is two things. Number one, you're out of 3D. So that means the test tube, punch him in the head, squeeze him real hard, and see what comes out, crap, is over with. Number two, you will receive instruction, bear with me, instruction and information concerning everything that's gone on. However far back in the past you think you want to get, that's basically how far it goes. Now, you want to really take it to the extreme, to the limits, the Akashic Records will be open to you. Ooh, you can find out anything you want to know. Oh, boy. No, they're not going to give little kids any atomic weapons. Neither ET nor parents are that stupid. What you got is the people that have the capacity to handle the information, it'll be made known unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You heard those, okay. Those prophecies are about to come true in big way. And nobody but nobody is going to be able to ignore this. The websites, now we'll put a whole bunch of these in here. The websites, as well as the mainstream media locations and publications and whatnot from those will be told that they have a choice. Oh, a little Godfather deal. Guess what? How about this? How about either comply, start telling the truth, or close and lock the door? That's the choice they're going to be given. Now, they've been warned about this from my media sources and people I know. They've been warned about this, and they don't. They think it's laughable. Oh, E.T.'s a joke. Yeah, except that there are a lot of pictures out there, out and about, showing people standing next to tall whites that are working with our government. Now, what does that mean? That means that you have already got a situation that is a working situation with ET. Some ETs are extremely tall. Some ain't. Some look just like and are the same size as us. There's a whole load of things that go into this that people don't realize. Now, there are going to be healing centers put up so that people can get healed of things. And that includes a whole bunch of stuff. I've mentioned it on Gail's show. You know, like somebody's deformed. Well, you can take that person and go into one of these healing centers and get it fixed. By fixed, I mean repaired. I mean back to originally the way it was supposed to be. Nothing complicated, nothing funky. Now, the only problem I got with all this, I would love to have a date. Oh, and they're not giving me one. I ask them and they laugh. I hate that. That sort of makes me feel like I'm some kind of a joke. But I work with ET, and I know that they can't divulge timelines so that the timeline doesn't get screwed with. You know, got a sensitive operation going on, you don't screw with it. You got something that is subject to being changeable, you don't out it. You don't put that stuff out, okay? I'm giving you information now that is considered highly classified. Yeah, our government's full of classifications. Anyway, this is basically what's coming. You want to know more? My, you should listen to the Gail show and see what she's got to say. What I've got to say, you might learn a bunch. So, currency is changing. The value of that currency in relation to other currencies goes into a basket arrangement, and we get the good time Charlie results out of it. Oh boy! So, what are we supposed to do with everything that we got? Well, you're supposed to find that shooting people is not a good idea. I don't like it. Didn't like it when I was in Nam. I didn't have much choice. So I did what I had to do to survive. Well, now we've got a situation where this is going to happen in spite of anybody trying to turn it off, block it out, or anything like that. Now, you're going to have several cable and satellite and online sources that are going to have educational channels. Quantum banking and all these other things, a bunch of this stuff, will be explained to you. We'll see how it goes. But the people most in need, that's the people that would be starving to death, okay? You take your replicator over there and set it up and say, hey, turn this sucker on and put your fish heads and rice in the thing and hit program. And whatever you put in there is going to disappear, including the dish. And you put it in there and it goes And then you go, I want a number one. Well, that's fish heads and rice. And you get a perfect meal of fish heads and rice, as an example, all right? So people don't starve to death. There is no reason with the abundance that this planet offers for people to have that problem. Period. There, you know, people that don't have houses build hooches. Those hooches are designed on the system that the ancient Polynesians used, where you build a hooch, right? Nice, you build a really nice, strong frame, covered up with grass, et cetera. When it starts being a problem, in other words, you start getting bugs or rodents or something like that, it's simple. You take everything you own out of there. Make sure it's all free of bugs or rodents or whatever. And you set that sucker on fire, and you come back after the fire goes out. Put new grass on that thing. Bingo. Do you understand how that works? It's not difficult. We will have the availability of new types of building materials. Precludes wood and a bunch of other things. We can make 90% of what we need in the way of construction material out of things that already are there. There's a lot of it, and it's already readily available. The neat part about this is that you don't need to be some kind of an engineer and understand all this stuff in order to use it. That's part of the information, the training, teaching, etc., that'll be contained on these channels for your informational fortitude. So what everybody needs to get ready to do is to look at a bunch of things. A lot of the people, oh boy, they love this. A lot of the people that don't have any way to take care of things can look at it this way. Wouldn't it be nice if all the miscreants were gone? Ooh. Wouldn't it be nice that if everybody decided that being able to walk around freely without not being in fear would be nice? Do you think it would be cool to be able to go to the grocery and not have to worry about it? Think about all of that. That's what's coming, and a whole bunch more. I've been given leeway to share about the shield, the 3 days of darkness, the immense flash that's supposed to come about, and all that by the people that are in charge of safety and intel and all that. And so consequently, that's what I'm doing. Now, when everybody gets all settled back down, I'll probably do a show and be going whoopity-doo, yahoo, Mountain Dew, and all that crap, simply because of the changes being so drastic and so neat. In the meantime, you might want to think about sharing this show with some people that don't know, that would like to know. You can cut it up or slice and dice it any way you want. The thing about it all is this. Be sure you get the correct info the correct way and put it out any way you like. Just flood the internet with it if you wish. On that note, do me a favor. Share this mojammer. You know, it's like this. Go out there and get her done.